All right, everybody. Welcome to the first official Living Concord podcast. My name is Jack Gilmore, and I'm in eighth grade. I'm here with my co-host, Griffin Meyer.
Hello, I'm Griffin Meyer, and I'm in 10th grade at CCHS.
All right, so to start off, livingconcord.com is a local community resource that tells you what's going on around town. And because nothing is going on around town, we have a podcast. Before we begin, we'd like to mention our sponsor, Coronavirus. Without him, we literally wouldn't be here. We have a few announcements from local businesses and nonprofits.
Yes. Open Table is still accepting donations. There are bins at the Everett Street locations and at the Crosby's Market bin. Unfortunately, all non-essential businesses are closing at noon tomorrow at Tuesday. Thanks to all of you who made masks for Emerson Hospital. It was a great success. And Joy Street in West Concord is open Tuesday, and they have some fun puzzles. While during this time of stores closing, you can take many hikes across Massachusetts trails. You can check out Mass Trails. It's a great website to access all the trails that we have in Concord. And On the Mat Yoga is offering free online yoga classes while the studios are closed. On livingconcord.com, you can also check out what local restaurants and specialty food stores are open and have takeout menus available. There are free cooking classes posted by Milk Street Cooking School to perfect your knife skills. You can get creative also. Craft.ed has some of their favorite projects available in kits to craft at home. Albright Art Supply has a wide array of art supplies and activities you can order over the phone and pick up at the door. You can also visit the Umbrella Virtual Gallery, which has various paintings and other media that many artists have made, and you'll get to check that out even if you can't check it out in person. So that is all the announcements that Living Concord has to bring. So check out the website to find out more information.
So we've heard questions from several extroverts who like to socialize, asking how they can combat coronavirus while still meeting people in person. We'd just like to give those folks a message and tell them that the best way to combat coronavirus is to not meet people in person. Some other ways you can see friends include Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, conversations from 10 feet apart, and video games. There are a lot of different good video games. There's Battlefront, Minecraft, Fortnite, Madden, NBA 2K, Apex Legends, Game Pigeon, Ping Pong. It doesn't matter what it is as long as you have a good time. You can also hang out with your family. I've been playing board games with my 5-year-old sister, playing basketball with my brother, where he wipes the court with my face, and watching lunch movies with my sister. She is a big fan of Frozen 2. Griffin, how have you been keeping busy?
Well, I have been with my brothers who have been playing Minecraft with me online, and we get to make different houses, which I would like to say mine is the best, even if I haven't completed it yet. And I've been doing Virtual Risk. While it is a board game, you can also play it on the app over many servers. While I've not wanted that, I still make a great effort. And my family and I have been going on lots of hikes and bike rides on the Bruce Freeman Rail Trail. So that is quite delightful.
All right. So this week we have our first guest visitor, one of the co-founders of Living Concord, Polly Meyer. Hi, Mrs. Meyer.
Hi, Jack.
Could you give us a quick update with what is happening with Living Concord in and around town?
Sure. So Living Concord, what we're usually doing is we're posting events that are happening around town so people can be up to date on all the different events that are being sponsored through different organizations. But right now with this whole coronavirus quarantine, we're sort of shifting gears, and we feel like the role that we can play is connect our community, the residents in our community, and keep them informed about different organizations that are in need of help. You can do a couple of things. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can check out our website at any point. And one of the things that we're trying to update on a regular basis is the blog page. So if you check out the blog page, we will be posting information about what organizations are in need of donations or volunteers. For example, Emerson Hospital needed masks, help with making masks, and people really came forward and worked hard to sew masks for Emerson Hospital, and they got a huge outpouring of contributions just in the last day. So that was a wonderful thing to support. Open Table is collecting donations for their pantry in Maynard, and you can drop off donations, as Griffin mentioned, at the Crosby store location or on Everett Street. And the other way to support one of our local organizations is to contribute to the Concord Carlisle Community Chest. They have something called the When in Need Fund, which is a fund that helps residents with emergency needs. So this is a way that we can put our donations to work right away and put it to good use. So you can read about these things on the blog on the Living Concord website. And you know, as I said, follow us on social media. And if you have any suggestions of things that you would like us to promote, get the word out about, please just send an email. You can send it to me, polly@livingconcord.com, and we will be happy to help spread the word on that.
Thank you, Mrs. Meyer. All right. So now Griffin and I are going to talk about entertainment and tasty food you can eat during this time.
Awesome.
Yes, we are.
All right. So what are your favorite foods to eat right now?
Well, Jack, there are various types of foods I love to eat. Possibly yogurts and smoothies and stuff like that. But on the non-nutritious side, I don't know. It's nice to have little snacks to get me through this tough time. I don't know exactly. I mean, now that we have all the restaurants are being closed and stuff, so it's a little harder to get a little variety, but it's always great to have a little chip to brighten your day. Jack, what are your favorite foods at this moment?
We've been having bacon and egg sandwiches really often and trying to eat healthy in the mornings. And then we eat pretty healthy sandwiches for lunch as well. My sister and my brother and I generally share a chocolate bar after lunch, just because I've been trying to convince my mom to so that we can make beignets, but we keep sort of avoiding that. So we need to get it's. Have you heard of beignets?
I feel like I have. I'm not sure.
They're like you see them a lot in New Orleans. They're basically these pastries that are just like almost a like a croissant covered in like powdered sugar. They're delicious.
Ooh, that sounds like, really good.
So
I really want to make like homemade crepes one day, or crepes. Yeah. Part of my pronunciation. What other foods have we? We have like a panini maker, which we have been using a lot frequently in the past couple of days. And I love, I don't know, one of my favorite foods is prosciutto. It's quite fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Like grilled cheeses and stuff like that. So that's really fun. My like whole family is home because, well, we have to stay home for social distancing purposes.
We ate burgers last night. That was good.
We had some
onion with that. We did. Food's good.
Oh, great. Just today had a veggie burger, so I guess you can say I had nutrition today. But other than that, it hasn't been the healthiest of days. But that's okay. It's isolation time, so.
Yep. Oh, also for like entertainment, what have you been doing, like, besides video games?
Other than Risk and Minecraft, I have been playing basketball with my brothers. Christian, always my little brother, always loves to dunk and I don't know, always win. So it doesn't quite work for me because I like to win at least one game this week. My brothers and I play a lot of board games. I really hope to play more in the next couple of days or so. So, and then we've also been watching movies and TV shows. My second oldest brother started getting us to watch Love Island. It's a reality TV show. It is quite cheesy, but very funny. So I'm looking forward to more of that. And I really hope we get to watch a lot of bad movies to lighten up this time. What stuff have you been doing?
We've been watching a lot of movies too. Generally, Netflix has been a pretty good resource.
Oh yeah, that's a good resource.
Have you seen the Dora movie? Just kidding.
I have. Did you see that?
I think we're planning on trying to watch it soon.
Oh yes, it is a must watch.
Yes.
They make a lot of references to the original TV show, and Dora talks to the camera a lot, so that was pretty funny. So I don't know. I really want to watch it again, actually. Maybe not like in the next hour or so, but in the isolation time.
Yeah. All right, this has been the first Living Concord podcast. We hope to do a few more, even after coronavirus. So, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.